You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, a political bombshell dropped in Ottawa yesterday to kick off 2025. The Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, announced his resignation, which will take effect following a leadership race over the next 2 months. Trudeau asked Governor General Mary Simon to prorogue Parliament until a new Prime Minister and Liberal leader can be chosen. And as you would expect, all party leaders released video statements yesterday on their plans going forward, which sounded very much like campaign-style speeches pitching voters for the next election. For now, Parliament is on hold, and in the coming weeks, we'll bring you local perspectives about the future of Canada's troubling democracy and what voters of Northwest BC really want from their federal government. Today on CICK News, we hear from all major federal party leaders about the resignation of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and what comes next for Canada. Stay with us.
I thought it might be fun for us to do this again. Bon matin. Every morning I've woken up as Prime Minister, I've been inspired by the resilience, the generosity, and the determination of Canadians. It is the driving force of every single day I have the privilege of serving in this office. That is why, since 2015, I've fought for this country, for you, to strengthen and grow the middle class. Why we rallied to support each other through the pandemic, to advance reconciliation, to defend free trade on this continent, to stand strong with Ukraine and our democracy, and to fight climate change and get our economy ready for the future. We are at a critical moment in the world. Friends, as you all know, I'm a fighter. Every bone in my body has always told me to fight because I care deeply about Canadians, I care deeply about this country, and I will always be motivated by what is in the best interest of Canadians. And the fact is, despite best efforts to work through it, Parliament has been paralyzed for months after what has been the longest session of a minority parliament in Canadian history. That's why this morning I advised the Governor General that we need a new session of Parliament. She has granted this request, and the House will now be prorogued until March 24th. Over the holidays, I've also had a chance to reflect and have had long talks with my family about our future. Throughout the course of my career, any success I have personally achieved has been because of their support and with their encouragement. So last night over dinner, I told my kids about the decision that I'm sharing with you today. I intend to resign as party leader, as Prime Minister, after the party selects its next leader through a robust, nationwide, competitive process. Last night, I asked the President of the Liberal Party to begin that process. This country deserves a real choice in the next election, and it has become clear to me that if I'm having to fight internal battles, I cannot be the best option in that election. The Liberal Party of Canada is an important institution in the history of our great country and democracy. A new Prime Minister and leader of the Liberal Party will carry its values and ideals into that next election. I'm excited to see the process unfold in the months ahead. We were elected for the third time in 2021 to strengthen the economy post-pandemic and advance Canada's interests in a complicated world. And that is exactly the job that I and we will continue to do for Canadians. Merci beaucoup, mes amis.
That was the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, speaking to reporters in front of Rideau Cottage. Up next, what the leader of the official opposition and Conservative Party of Canada, Pierre Poilievre, had to say about Trudeau's resignation.
Good day. Canadians desperate to turn the page on this dark chapter in our history might be relieved today that Justin Trudeau is finally leaving. But what has really changed? Every Liberal MP in power today and every potential Liberal leadership contender fighting for the top job helped Justin Trudeau break the country over the last 9 years. All Liberal politicians actively worked to pass into law the job-killing inflationary carbon tax, a tax that Carbon Tax Carney endorsed in his book. All supported a law quadrupling the tax over the next 5 years. All voted for or actively supported Trudeau's out-of-control spending, debt, and immigration. All passed Trudeau's housing policies that doubled the cost of homes. All Liberal politicians helped pass catch-and-release bail and house arrest for the most rampant reoffenders. Policies that increased violent crime 50%, gun crime 116%, and hate crime by 250%. So given that Liberal MPs and leadership contenders unanimously supported everything Trudeau has done, why dump him now, right before an election? Have they had a change of heart? Is it because they feel guilty that they doubled housing costs, hiked taxes, unleashed crime, broke immigration, forced a quarter of the population into poverty? No. They continued supporting Trudeau when he did all of those things. No, their only objection is that he is no longer popular enough to win an election and keep them in power. They want to protect their pensions and paycheck by sweeping their hated leader under the rug months before an election to trick you and then do it all over again. Now, while leaderless Liberals focus on saving their jobs and fighting each other for power, the country spirals out of control, an out-of-control housing emergency, an out-of-control migrant crisis, an out-of-control $62 billion deficit, not to mention tariff threats from the United States. Oh, and another NDP Liberal carbon tax hike kicks in this April 1st. Everything's out of control. And now the government is out of control. This cannot go on. We need a carbon tax election now. To choose between the NDP Liberal costly coalition that taxes your food, punishes your work, doubles your housing costs, and unleashes crime and drugs in your community, or common sense conservatives who will axe the tax, build the homes, fix the budget, and stop the crime. Canadians can take back control of their lives and their country. Take back control of our border. Take back control of immigration. Take back control of spending, deficits, and inflation. Take back control of our streets by locking up criminals, banning drugs, treating addiction, and stopping gun smugglers. We'll cap spending, axe taxes, reward work, build homes, uphold family, stop crime, secure borders, rearm our forces, restore our freedom, and put Canada first. All with one mission: to bring home Canada's promise that every hardworking Canadian gets a powerful paycheck and pension that buys affordable food and homes on safe streets where all are united for the country we know and love. Canada first, Canada last, Canada always. Let's bring it home.
That was leader of the Conservative Party of Canada, Pierre Poilievre. Finally, the leader of the federal NDP, Jagmeet Singh, and his thoughts on the resignation of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau's Liberals have let down Canadians. They have let you down when it comes to the cost of homes. He's let you down when it comes to the cost of living. And frankly, it's not just Justin Trudeau. It's every Liberal minister, every Liberal MP who looked down their nose at you when people were saying, we can't make ends meet. We are struggling with the cost of living. So it doesn't matter who the next Liberal leader is. They've let you down. They do not deserve another chance. They're more interested in themselves than the struggles of Canadians. We've got serious threats of Donald Trump and tariffs that put in question hundreds and thousands of Canadian jobs. And instead of focusing on you and protecting your jobs, they're worried about themselves. And we have another serious threat to the middle class in Canada. and that is Pierre Poilievre and the Conservatives. Pierre Poilievre and the Conservatives want to cut from the middle class to give to their rich CEO friends. They want to cut your pensions. They want to cut health care. They want to cut dental care, all to make the rich CEO buddies even richer. Under Pierre Poilievre and the Conservatives, they want to see CEOs get richer and richer and the middle class fall further behind. That's a serious fight in front of us. And I know what that fight's all about. We fought hard and we delivered it. So if Canadians give us a chance, give us the honor of leading this country, we're going to do exactly that. Fight for you. Fight greedy CEOs who are ripping you off when you buy your groceries. Fight to make sure you can actually afford a home. So if you are worried about the cuts of Pierre Poilievre and the Conservatives, if you find it unacceptable, just simply wrong, that the rich keep on getting richer and the middle class is falling further behind, stand with us. We are building a movement of working class people. We are fighting to win for you.
That was the leader of the federal NDP, Jagmeet Singh. Stay tuned to CACK News for updates on who will be Canada's next prime minister, as well as local perspectives about what comes next for Canada's democracy. You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.